After months of, at times, harrowing evidence, Queensland's Royal Commission-style inquiry into child protection has revealed what it sees as the biggest problems in the system. The Commissioner, Tim Carmody SC, has released a discussion paper based on the submissions so far, and it outlines a yawning gap between how child safety should be managed in Queensland and what is actually happening. Stephanie Smale reports.
Between 5 and 10% of Queensland's children will be physically or emotionally abused during their childhood. That's just one of the statistics that surfaced since the Queensland Child Protection Commission of Inquiry began last July. Others include a 90% jump in the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in out-of-home care in the past 6 years. The Commissioner, Tim Carmody, says it's clear the system has to change.
If we don't protect children in their childhood, they grow up to be damaged adults and therefore potentially less effective parents to their own children. And it's the transmission through the intergenerations of the same risk factors and problems that we really need to break the cycle of if we're ever going to get anywhere over the long term.
But Tim Carmody wants more public input before the Commission delivers its recommendations in April. He's produced a 354-page discussion paper outlining the major problem areas as he sees them. He's hoping those involved with Queensland's child protection system will let him know if he's on the right track.
Some of the issues that we have to grapple with involve serious social questions and public interest, and we're not the sole arbiter of that. We need to fully inform ourselves about what other people who have been affected by or been observing the system think and what expectations they have, and then look at ways, the best ways, and the most cost-efficient ways of meeting those expectations, because at the moment the current system's disappointing rather than fulfilling expectations out there.
The discussion paper states Queensland's child protection system is routinely failing children. It addresses 47 questions about how it can improve, including whether Queensland's Child Safety Department has placed too much emphasis on returning at-risk children to their families. It also questions whether the focus should shift from family preservation to finding children stable homes. The inquiry is the third major investigation into child safety in Queensland in the past 14 years, with previous recommendations focused on early intervention. Tim Carmody agrees building a system that prevents abuse in the first place should be a priority.
It's very hard sometimes for people to actually buy the old saying, you know, prevention is better than cure, or a stitch in time saves nine. People say that, but actually getting them to believe it in the context of spending money in advance before you get a dividend is a very hard thing to do. So we spent a lot of time on explaining the importance of investing in preventive and early intervention rather than reactive responses.
Responses to the Queensland Child Protection Commission of Inquiry's discussion paper will close next month.
Stephanie Smale reporting.